can I help you?
Chicken in China, the Chinese chicken?
Mommy?
Chickadee China, Chinese chicken, you have?
What do you mean?
Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken? Have a drumstick and your brain starts clicking. You have?
No.
Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken.
Chinese chicken?
Chickadee China, Chinese chicken.
Sorry, I'm not really understanding. What do you mean?
Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken? Have a drumstick and your brain starts clicking. You have?
So you're not old or you're not told to someone?
Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken.
I'm not, I don't understand. What do you mean?
Chickadee China.
Nope.
The Chinese chicken.
Nope.
No chicken in China, the Chinese chicken.
Nope.
All right. Zone 5 Sports, Hoop and Hammer Show. Formerly Hoop and Hammer Show. Henceforth now to be known as the Hoop, Hammer, and the Talking Walnut. Gentlemen, what do you think?
I can dig it.
Love it. Yes. It's the best. Explain to them why it's a Talking Walnut.
Well, circa Bad Santa. The little chubby kid, God bless him, talks about Joseph marrying the Talking Walnut, and then, so, you know, that's...
Let your imagination run wild with what the Talking Walnut is.
Yeah, stag guy.
It is in the nether region.
It is. On the show, you hop out of a cold pool, you see the walnut.
On the show, I'll still be known as Smig or the Smig, whatever your flavor.
Call it the glue, sizzle chest.
The Talking Walnut, I guess I'll also be known as that.
Roger.
All right, couple housekeeping items, fellas. Last week's show, we talked about Tiger Woods and the biggest margin of victory, 17 strokes in the U.S. Open. The actual, Ron, you were pretty damn close here, Mr. Hammer. We were at 15 strokes, Pebble Beach, 2002.
What's up?
That was the largest margin of victory, not only in the U.S. Open, but ever.
He can flip it like a switch at times.
In a major.
Flip it like a switch.
When he wants to.
Mm-hmm. What'd you guys say, 17, 20 strokes?
17.
I spouted off and said 20.
I would even down with 20.
But,
so.
But realistically, and the thing was, is if Earl Woods passes away, Tiger will win the U.S. Open by 10 strokes.
Yeah, he's going to crush.
Yeah, oh yeah. But don't you think he'll take some time off too?
Of course.
I mean, but
he's got to let overlap into the major time. Who knows?
He's got to take off time off to bang his wife. I'm just saying.
I would.
Oh, God.
I mean, wait.
I'm just telling. I'm just saying. Also, a little Stanley Cup update. My Dallas Stars are down 3-1, hanging on by a nut hair to the Colorado Avalanche. Yeah, 2-7 seed. Way to go, Smeg. And then, Hoop, your Flames lead the Ducks by a count of three, just barely. Three games to two?
They're starting to come on, though.
Oh, barely. What does that mean? Oh, they won, but barely. Oh, it's not a W then.
It is, but Calgary's not looking that good right now. All right?
They must be looking okay to be up.
You're going to be wearing a thong next week, bitch.
No, I'm not.
Apparently, Hammer can talk shit because his Devils swept
Beauty Clark.
The hapless New York Rangers.
Hapless? All right, they're down their greatest player.
You know what
ever.
Hapless means?
Looking at you.
That was horrible.
I don't know. Sorry.
And the show has reached a new low.
No shit. Mm-hmm. Anywho, I'm still rocking the show. Devils all the way. You got throw it up, guys. You know what's going to happen. You should have stayed with Ottawa, you piece of shit.
Why?
They're doing better than
they've
Calgary.
They've already won their series.
It doesn't matter as long as they win their series. Right, doesn't matter how.
Right. You're still in it, all right? I'm sorry.
Exactly.
Fucking late, not all a piece of crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, the last time the Stars franchise won their series after being down 2-0, not to mention 3-0. That's never happened. But 2-0 was back when they were the Minnesota North Stars in 1968 versus the LA Kings.
Nice.
Are we talking goals-worthy days?
Ah, good facts, but...
Oh, yes, sir. It ain't happening. My ass is getting ready to wear a thong.
Bobby Smith back then?
Yep.
When the Wild, check this out, though. When the Wild went on their little Stanley Cup run, weren't they the only team to ever come back from down 3-1 in two series, like back-to-back?
Correct.
Yes.
Nice.
Well done.
Thank you, sir.
Take it.
Christ.
And now we suck.
And now we're on to the...
why do we have these shots in front of us?
Taking shots housekeeping deal here. Because we didn't have a thong bet for this week, so no one's getting cut in half today. So in honor of that, we're all going to take a shot.
At least Hammer and Hoop are going to take a shot.
Oh, boy. Yep.
And
I'm going to put one into my cocktail.
Smeg's going to add it to his existing cocktail.
What? Somebody's going to host the show.
Cheers, bitches.
Bitches. Sucking my dick. Booyah. Chase it down with beer. That's good.
Chug a lug.
That wasn't too bad.
Captain and Summit. Holy Christ. Yeah. All right. The Spring Green Bay 06. Packers. What?
I don't know.
The Green Bay Packers signed Chuck Woodson to a 7-year, $52 million deal. Woodson slated to make $10.5 million the first year, and altogether he's going to make $18 million over the first 3 years with a $3 million bonus if he's a Pro Bowler in two of the first 3 years of the deal. So this question, does this hurt the rest of the division? Is Woodson a cancer, as he allegedly was in Oakland, or is he just too goddamn old to make a difference? And now, with A.J. Hawk, is the Packers D legit? Hammer, your thoughts.
Legit? No. Not with Woodson, all right? And this is like any NFL football team in contracts, not guaranteed. They can cut you at any time and end that shit. So the size of the contract, who gives a fuck?
I was just going to say, that's a good part of the contract for Chuck Woodson, is that you said it was $10 million guaranteed. That's pretty good, because he's been very injury prone, and I doubt he's going to play those full 7 years. And one thing that sucks for the players of the NFL, which is good for the owners, is like Hammer said, they're not guaranteed.
No.
And they can cut Woodson next year and be out of that 7-year contract.
And he's not going to come in and change this team around. They compared it to like the Reggie White signing. You got to be out of your fucking mind.
There's no way you can compare it to that. No,
because Brett Favre lobbied for some big defensive player. They got Reggie White. That did make a difference, because that dude was
Reggie White's a difference maker.
Boys, you know.
Chuck Woodson though, Charles Woodson, he's done. When he's on, he's one of the best cornerbacks in the league. But when is he on?
I would say he was the best college player ever.
Whoa! No, I do think so. You're opening a can of worms there. Holy fuck!
Because nobody could single-handedly win a game defensively.
Deion was the same, and he was a guy
like Chuck Woodson.
Deion wasn't the same in college as he was in the NFL. What about Raheem Ishmael, Rocket,
AKA the Rocket?
He was one of the people. Desmond Howard was another person that changed the game in college. They're up there.
I wouldn't consider Chuck Woodson the greatest college player.
He's up there though.
He's top five.
Yeah, he's up there.
He's up there.
But I never heard of him being a cancer.
Well,
what's up?
You like me?
Well, no, that's just reports out of from Oakland.
Yeah,
it's reported. I mean, he refused to practice last year, for Christ's sake.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Tried to pull an Allen Iverson in the NFL.
Practice,
that shit doesn't fly in the NFL, man. That's old school.
So, no, the Packers are still going to fucking suck no matter what.
Let me ask you guys this little question. Is why, then, do NFL players bitch about wanting to sign long-term deals?
What do you mean? What do you mean bitching about? Like, either they want it or they bitch that they don't want to.
They want to sign a long-term deal.
Because if they play that well for 5 years, then they're going to get paid.
They're not guaranteed.
You're right. That's a good point.
That's why they're all trying to
build them up. But it's the bonuses up front that are big.
What were you going to say?
You bring up good point, because you bring up the point that everybody says, you know, I got to take care of my family and sign this big contract. But then, like you said, it's not guaranteed.
A la Latrell Sprewell.
I got a family to feed. I can't feed a family on $7 million a year, man.
Yeah, but that whole spinner rim thing didn't take off, so he's not making any money there, huh?
Doing something. I think he's doing okay.
Right on. Last Sunday morning, April 23rd at 3 a.m., Ricky Manning Jr., who was signed to an offer sheet this week by the Chicago Bears, was arrested for allegedly. Now, let me stress allegedly. Because you're guilty until proven innocent until... No. No. Come on. In the court of public opinion. You're goddamn right.
That's what we talk
about. Allegedly assaulting someone at a Denny's. He was accused, along with a couple of other individuals, of punching a man in the face while he was working on a laptop.
In the face.
And then beating him unconscious at the restaurant. I don't know. Steak and eggs. $2.99. It was a hell of a deal.
He didn't like that he was using technology and pimp slapped
ass. So let me ask you this. Who? I know it wasn't White Castle back in the day, drunk at 3 a.m. Which back in the day was a Wednesday.
We ran that point.
That was a fun fact. Taking home chew. It's delicious. But will these guys ever learn?
Which guys? Did the Mannings of the world or the all thugs coming out of college?
All these drunk guys. Well, okay, let's just say he's not even drunk. But all these guys getting into trouble at downtown or wherever at freaking 4, 3, 4, 5 in the morning.
Can I say something? What are they thinking? Have any of us ever been in trouble at 2, 3, 4 in
yes.
the morning?
Yes. But
other people too.
But our jobs didn't pay us $5, $6, $7 million a year. We didn't just sign offer sheets with the Chicago Bears.
Good point. It's I just signed a big contract and got some Denny's.
I'd be in my butt out of somebody.
He's right, though. I mean, that's exactly it. You got these people, they're being told every day by their coaches, their advisors, do not be anywhere at 2 o'clock in the morning. There's no reason for you to fucking be out at that time. There's nothing but trouble, nothing but bad things are going to happen. And it happens every fucking year.
They do
year.
It out of spite because they think they're above it.
They out of spite.
I can.
I don't know.
I can tell you, in my junior hockey days, in my aspiring pro hockey days, if I were to have... You know, lightning hit me, and all of a sudden, the Boston Bruins came calling, and they signed me to a deal. Even a minor league contract, my ass would have been home at 8 a.m.
That because that's speculation.
You know what I mean?
That's not speculation.
But no.
You guys
signed
that big contract. We take you out.
I wouldn't have gone anywhere near any trouble.
We would go down, and next thing you know, you get your face on the tube like Nick Nolte, and you just signed this big contract.
Nick Nolte, just 2 weeks in a row. Awesome.
You do not hear of that in hockey, though. Hockey players do not do that.
It's expected.
You have a handful. You got your Heatleys that, come out and go 100 miles an hour and crash into shit.
Pelly Lindbergh.
Kill people, and you got your Dino Cicerellis, right. And you got people that do stupid shit that normal people do.
He's in his garage mowing his lawn with no pants.
But you'll never... exactly. What's wrong with that? I don't know.
I'm getting my mail. What's up?
It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
It's my property, isn't it? But you just don't see the same kind of shit in the NHL. And I don't... It's probably because maybe the NHL doesn't pay the same amount of money that NFL does. You know, that's what I'm...
I don't know. Home as well.
I don't know.
You know, the face isn't out there as much.
Yeah.
Hockey is
yeah.
other sport.
There are a lot of people that are looking for a quick
buck.
But
when are these guys in the NFL going to ever learn?
They're never going to learn.
It doesn't sound like they ever will.
And here, the next two guys we're going to talk about,
just to add to that, people do a lot of stupid shit in college. Like, you were just bringing up Marcus Vick before the show.
Right.
He did a lot of shit, but he's probably still going to get drafted.
Yeah.
You know, even though he fucked up, he did a lot of this Denny's-type crap before, even worse. And he's still probably going to get signed.
That and
he's got talent.
That yep. and because he stomped a guy's leg, he'd have been a first. I mean, that was
he'd have been
those,
a first round
those
pick.
Stupid acts yeah. were costing $20-30 million.
And I'm sorry to go off the subject here, not off the subject, but off the topic line here. Matt Leinart, they were comparing because he went number 10 overall. He would have been probably first overall last year. They're saying he lost like a guaranteed $20 million by waiting a year.
Oops, I'm broke.
Kids, you can always go back and get your education.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
listen to us.
He won the Heisman and he won the championship. What else you got to do?
All right, speaking
besides
of that.
Your ass whooped by the Texas.
Ricky Willem, or Williams, lost his appeal with the NFL for violating the league's substance abuse policy, deeming him ineligible for the 2006 season. He was quoted by saying, "I'm proud of my association with the Dolphins and with the NFL and look forward to returning to the Dolphins in 2007. In an ESPN.com poll, 60% of people surveyed thought Williams would never carry the ball in the NFL again. So let me ask you this, Hammer. Do you ever think he will see another NFL game again, or is he Arena League bound?
I think he is done because Ontario just got popped for his third offense, right?
What? His fourth. He just
that
got back.
His fourth? Which one do you get in your
what?
Done? All right. Three?
Can you just answer the question, dude?
I think he's done.
Who?
That's it.
Ontario or Ricky?
No, Ricky.
Ontario
he's
Smith
done.
Got popped for his fourth, therefore he got a year last year. Ricky got his fourth.
You up, Smokey?
Hey, man. All right.
So I'm not asking whether or not he's done with the Dolphins.
I think he's done playing football.
Done, period?
I don't think the legal line back in. Nick Saban wants him back, though, next year.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
Do you think that's
so
bullshit?
That's hearsay. Yeah, I do. Yeah. I think he's done.
The legal,
he's done.
The league will let him back in.
Move
that's
back,
not going
to
be the fact.
Move to fucking Indian.
He's
going to
go. Yeah, he's totally. It's not the league that's going to keep Ricky Williams from playing again. It's Ricky Williams.
Yeah.
He's going to be like, you know what? I've done this twice now. I've, tried to come back off
Goes to Budapest. It,
exactly. He's going to be smoking peyote in a fucking peyote tent somewhere.
What did he get busted for? Why won't they tell us what he got popped for?
It's what do you call it?
This time they did say that it was not a marijuana offense.
So it was
this
like,
time.
an enhancing drug for performance-wise? Or yeah, that's what I want to know.
Could have
I
been a Crayola crayon, for God's sake.
In his ass.
You had fucking hard-boiled
The
meat.
NFL tests for everything.
Can you catch a buzz that way?
Light one up. You think you can't? Try it.
Roll it, smoke it. It's like he did.
It's like a scented candle.
I got caught smoking Crayolas. I'm out.
Speaking of that, speaking of smoking something, Mr. Wizinator, the self-proclaimed sod. Steal of the draft.
S.O.D.
Steal of the draft. That's right. Ontario Smith got his prosthetic unit lopped off this week by the Vikes, who gave him his outright release. Hoop, should the Vikes have made the move this soon, or should they have given him yet another shot?
I think they should have given him another shot just because it's Brad Childress. It's a whole new ownership. It's, you know, meet with him. They had interviews with him during the offseason. He kept saying, you know, I'm changed. I'm a different person now. Now I know what's important to me. And he should have met with them. They should have, you know, decided. I think Brad Childress is out coaching himself this whole freaking process, the whole draft and everything. And just so you know, anybody that's listening or when the people that are listening are, go back a couple shows. I did a little tribute to Rick Williams and Ontario Smith about smoking the weed and getting busted and stuff like that.
So dope.
It's a little song with little clips from the movie Half Baked on it.
Ain't nothing but a hoochie mama.
Exactly. But yeah, I think they moved too soon.
You think we should give him another shot?
What
I thought it was 4-0. You
should
just
gave
said,
him. Folks, that's why you stay in school.
Stay in school.
By the way, did you hear Marcus
Vick? Which leads me to say, don't smoke crack.
Sweet. I was drafted
mother of grammar.
Out of college as a junior.
How many people that leave college early in the draft, NBA or NFL, can speak clear English? I don't know.
Clearing.
That was good stuff.
That's even better.
Yeah, go back to school.
Anywho. So it's his fourth offense. What? Now, is Ontario done, though? Isn't he done?
No, are you... Man, do you even do
No, I don't even know what the fuck you're talking
he's
about.
He's coming off a 1-year suspension because he did get busted for the fourth time.
Okay.
Now, that is the same suspension that Ricky Williams is about to begin. Okay. So now his 1-year suspension, Ontario Smith, will be up, but the Vikings released him before the NFL even said he could come back.
Okay.
So, anyway.
I don't think he's going to get picked up by nobody either. There's another guy.
He ain't gonna get picked up by nobody.
Well, somebody will take a flyer on him.
You think so?
I would assume somebody will invite him to camp.
That was gonna be my thong bet that Ontario Smith would be playing for somebody this year.
I'll take that bet.
You got it because
you got it.
He is
you
a very,
here.
Very, very good running back. So.
So on someone's roster or just see the field?
He'll be on someone's roster. I can't say how much playing time.
Yeah, I'm talking
opening
NFL.
Day. What? I mean, come on.
NFL. He can make one carry in week 16
or just make a roster this year.
He's going to make a roster this year. I would say opening day if the NFL had reinstated him by this show. Like if right now if the NFL, if he was reinstated, but he hasn't even been reinstated by the NFL yet. If he was reinstated right now, I would say, yeah, opening day he would be. But I don't know when they're going to let him back in the league. So he will be on a roster this year.
Get you a thong bet. In the second it happens, I'll put that motherfucker on.
The second it happens?
Yep.
Okay, I'll be calling down to you at work.
No matter where you are, if you're at happy
preseason or regular season,
that's not the bet. The bet is that he's going to be on a roster. All
right.
Not a carry. All right, you got it.
So you say not on a roster at all the whole season.
Not on a roster.
All right.
It's on, bitches.
Hoop, you can put me down for on your side, Hoop.
Right on.
Holy shit.
You're wearing two thongs, bitch.
Two thongs. One in the front, one in the back. And then we get to lift you.
And one on your head, bitch.
What's up? Fucking rip my tea bag in half.
All right, fellas, yesterday the Houston Texans, Friday, the Houston Texans signed Mario Williams from NC State, and thus ensuring that he would be usurping Reggie Bush as the number one overall pick, kicking off the insanity we now know as the NFL draft. This week, ESPN asked Bush if he knew who was paying rent at the house his parents were living in, and he said that he didn't want to get into details. The driveway was inscribed with the Griffins 05. So, Hoop, did this story affect Bush going, not going, number one overall, and will this affect USC's program or Bush's Heisman?
It's not going to affect the Heisman, or it's going to affect USC's program because I think something's going to come out of this. Something will come out that there's some shady shit going on, and if you know the rules, the NCAA rules, it doesn't matter if Reggie Bush knew anything about it at all. If his parents took some illegal shit from an agent, it's gonna reflect on him. It's gonna, which obviously doesn't matter because he's out of college. But I think it did affect his number one overall status.
So if that affects his eligibility, though, doesn't that affect USC?
That's what I'm saying. It will affect
forfeit games, correct?
It will affect USC when everything's all said and done. That's what my viewpoint on it is.
So let's take kind of roll back into this. If it affects his eligibility and USC's whether or not they're then eligible and they have to give money back, you know, for the Rose Bowl,
whatever,
things like that.
Yep.
It's never happened before, but
not
now. From my understanding is, they could strip the Heisman from him.
That'd be huge.
That's up to the Heisman voters.
I don't think it affected his number one draft status though.
But let me throw a bigger question out there, much more so than just his bigger particular bone. Draft status. if you were to deem him ineligible, and then USC gets in trouble, and then you take it a step further and they strip the Heisman from him, do they go to who was second in Heisman voting? And if that's the case, and it goes to either Vince Young or Matt Leinart, and if it were to go to Matt Leinart, does he slip to 10? Does he slip to 10 to the Cardinals?
I think he does because everybody talked about his weak arm. He doesn't have the arm strength, and that's why he dips so bad.
I don't think he slips.
And I'm going to get on this, and what you brought up last week was, what's wrong with Dominic Davis? He's a good running back for the Texans.
And the Texans knew it.
And did they need to build?
Yep.
Defense. Bottom line. They're last in almost every category.
What does that have to do with Reggie Bush and Matt Leinart?
Are you saying the Smeg first saw Reggie Bush getting passed up?
Yep. I'm calling it.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Nice. Because
now you're swinging from his nuts. That's great. Do you guys need some time alone?
They're saggy.
They're saggy.
How much time is left in the show? But no, you had a good point. You know what's wrong with Dominic Davis? You got Carr.
I agree.
You got your core right there at the center, and then you always build from the middle out.
Right. But a lot of NFL people will say that you do not pass up on a talent like Reggie Bush.
Right.
Reggie Bush is one of the best.
They should have called and flip-flopped with the Saints and got a third-round pick out of the deal.
They could
have. The Saints would have done that in a minute.
Yeah. But
they gave him a free third-round pick.
But
my opinion.
Texans got the best defensive player out there in the draft.
Disagree, and we'll get to that in a minute.
You're really quiet.
Whoa. Whoa.
What an analogy.
Our enemy to the east got the best
if they
defensive
strip,
player
let
available,
me ask you this,
which is AJ.
You guys, if they strip Reggie Bush of the Heisman Trophy, is that going to be unprecedented? Is that the first time ever?
Yep.
That
would be the
first
time ever.
That'd be pretty serious.
Because usually the Heisman goes into character and you know, everything involved with the community and all that stuff. And
it's a big thing,
you know, kind of like the Hobie Baker in hockey. I mean, they are supposed to do their research.
I don't think any award has been stripped from a college player ever. Have you ever heard of one?
Yeah, no, I haven't heard of that.
I've never heard of one.
It's had to have happened, but I've never heard
of it. If
you
guys have heard of one, let us know.
Not the Heisman.
I've never heard of it.
Not one that
Hobie
There's so many trophies that are given out in the NCAA that we don't even know about.
Right. No, but the big ones, though.
Yeah, exactly. But either way, any of them, if any of them have been stripped.
There's a Hoop and Hammer trophy, but nobody's ever heard of it.
Exactly. Given out to the 52nd player on the roster.
That was a good topic. I like that.
Yeah,
we got deep. We got deep.
Did you guys ever – I'm sorry if I'm going off topic again here. Did you guys watch the Rose Bowl? I take it. I watched a replay of it this weekend. And you watched the difference between Leinart and Vince Young. Vince Young looked like the best quarterback ever in college.
Among boys.
He looked ridiculous. His completion percentage was insane. Leinart looked just like an average college quarterback. One thing that pissed me off, though, is Reggie Bush is supposed to be the best college running back ever to play. And
Lindell White,
I think Lindell White got more carries than Reggie Bush.
He had more touchdowns that year. He has more yards.
Hold on. Just talking about the game.
All right.
Good God, are we going to get there?
Oh, Lord.
All right.
Hey, why don't you top off your drink there, buddy? Hold on. What are you waiting for?
Ronnie, mix up a cocktail.
I gave you an invite. Fuck. What else
do
you need?
I'm done.
All right. So, in terms of the draft, the team that did the best, Hammer?
Denver.
Who did the best?
Denver.
Denver. Why?
They got Cutler with the 10th pick or 11th pick. They moved spots, went up, and got Cutler. This ain't funny.
It is funny because you just said the same thing twice.
Cool.
That's all right.
That's why we love
him. I think Denver did
good. That's why we love you.
You know, They moved up to fill the spot.
Denver did good.
Denver did good.
D. George.
They're the next
Let player. Me expand
Can I get
on
the
that.
Puppy?
I wanted the fucking the shitbag.
I will
team
love him and
draft,
call him
and
George.
I get the best. I think what Denver did was good. They solidified their Jake Plummer fucking
so,
box.
See, all he just, keeps doing is going back
just
to the
get a backup quarterback? Nice insight, drunk boy.
I know, up? Dude. Yeah,
who's the talking ball
went
here?
Got some hold receivers on, where they're on. Short at.
This guy just spent 5 minutes saying the same thing over and over again. They got Jay Cutler. Oh, and they got Cutler. Oh, and they got a good backup
you
quarterback.
You know what that
and
could qualify him as is an NFL coach.
You're
they,
right.
They half hour press conference, they say absolutely
say the
nothing.
Same exactly. shit over and over again.
Right.
Now,
who's
I don't
injured
if,
this week? I don't know.
I don't know if you're asking me the same question.
Oh, yep.
But
you're
I'm
next.
Gonna I yeah. am gonna agree with Ron that it was Denver, and it wasn't just because they got Jay Cutler, but it was because they made a lot of moves yesterday and moved up and got the players that they wanted.
Wide receivers,
Javon Walker,
Mike Shanahan. Those
nice.
Guys are just
yep.
Javon
yep.
They're money.
Yes.
Solid.
Denver's
assuming
got a great
the knee
program.
Holds up.
Yep.
I'd say Denver right behind New England as far as the best run
just
program.
Just because they picked Maroney.
No, what?
Swinging from a gopher's nuts.
He is, man.
Well, how it's do you?
Disgusting.
That's cool.
No,
well,
I
never
put that
cool.
too. I put New England cool. up there too, because
I never even
I
said anything about the gophers.
On you.
And now
no,
I'm swinging.
Are you going to cry?
The homer of all homers.
Because you know I will be swinging from Maroney's
homer
nuts once he suits up, but I think he's going to look damn good in a Patriots uniform.
My opinion is that it's the Tennessee Titans, Vince Young, third overall, and Lendell White.
Yes.
In the second round.
Right.
That was a steal.
13th pick
so?
In the
yeah.
second round and 45th overall.
You're counting on some bad games,
he got,
though, man.
They
he
got
doesn't have
two of the top five players, in my opinion, in college football last year.
Last year they
one
got the
two
with the coolest fucking name. Pac-Man Williams.
Plus,
you
plus
can't beat
Norm
that.
Chow is the, I mean, their offensive court. I mean, you got it going on in Tennessee. You got to be.
You
got to
be
very
be
pumped up.
You got to be psyched.
So is it guaranteed
in
that
Nashville
McNair is going to Baltimore?
Fan.
It's a done deal? Ooh,
that would suck.
I no.
That's kind of shitty what
you know,
fucking Tennessee did to
you know what?
Hobo,
why that
the Warrior,
that won't happen is
Titan.
Throughout his college career, Vince Young has actually been mentored by Steve McNair.
Yep.
And that won't happen at least till Vince Young's ready to take
so
the
So McNair
reins.
Stays in Tennessee.
Correct.
Oh, you I got a thong bet on that, bitches.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
What's your
yeah.
thought?
What do you got?
McNair's gone by the end of the week.
Wow.
By the end of the
McNair's
week.
McNair's on a different
I'm
team.
Taking that, so is who? I can speak for
what?
Me.
I'm not taking that
oh,
bet.
Oh, you fucking
what?
Pussy.
I'm already on one thong.
Puss, puss,
we're
puss.
On a bet.
Puss, puss. All
I right. got you.
McNair,
right
the, I'm saying McNair's a Titan by the end of the week.
McNair is
and he's,
not.
Hammer's saying he's not. Smig is saying he is.
Leopard skin. Begin
you know what? You're
it's
right. Thong bets just fucking right. flow after
here
a couple topics.
I you know, I almost want right. Smig to lose that one just to see what kind of thong he shows up in. Or wait. Was that the gayest thing I've ever said?
Yeah,
I think
great.
It was.
Possibly could be.
Awesome.
All right. The team that did the worst yesterday. Who? Who you got?
The team that did the worst. Goddamn. I wasn't expecting this question, so I'm unprepared.
We're doing the show Sunday afternoon. You know,
it's
one, two, ish.
Around six.
So middle of round six. So essentially, we're just going on day one of the draft.
And I'm gonna go. Three. I'm gonna go off just the Saints from their first pick. They already got a stable of running backs. They took Reggie Bush.
Stable.
And I thought, yeah, I thought they were gonna.
They had Thunder. They didn't have Lightning.
I thought for sure they were gonna trade Reggie Bush on day one for like a later round draft pick or something else because they don't need Reggie Bush. You get the head of the Saints up there. Given the political answers, like you were saying, that most
right.
you guys both were saying, like coaches do on in their press conferences, like, oh, he's just blah, blah,
like
blah.
It wasn't me in that photo with the college chick? What are you
talking about? Yeah, that's exactly
I
it.
I can't agree with that. They got the best player in the draft.
Yes, they did, but they didn't need him. It just.
Deuce McAllister, Michael Bennett, give it up.
They could have used a lot more
oh,
things.
Oh, they
like,
have M. Bennett. I forgot.
Exactly.
That's right.
Everybody thought he got shipped to like Europe.
That's what I'm saying. You have
Let
Deuce McAllister is one of the better running backs in the NFL. Now you have
he's
Michael
on
Bennett,
his,
one
he's
of the
on his end years.
One of the fastest running backs in the NFL.
Could we possibly get Michael Bennett back in a trade?
If we did, we'd look like freaking idiots.
Yeah.
Who do I got?
If they did that, I say shut her down at Winter Park.
Shut her down.
Who do I,
shut lock it up.
What you saying earlier, Glue?
Ship them to Japan. I don't know.
The Bears.
Oh.
Could not
Bears.
Figure
what?
Out why would they keep picking defensive players
oh,
one
okay.
after another when you were the number one defense last year. Just for fans' sakes, it's
defense,
like, let's go get some offensive players
defense
and,
wins championships.
And get you back in the stands. But, like I said, they're going to win every game 3-0.
Holy sweet
it's going to be a fun season
I don't know.
For the Bears.
I think they'll have trouble with a more balanced team, though. I mean, in our division, team that becomes more balanced, they're going to have trouble with that.
But the Bears aren't balanced. They're defensive.
No, I'm saying the Vikings are improving on defense.
They're like a soccer team in the NFL.
Exactly. We got the
Fuck the soccer have
they're
to do
win
anything.
3-0, like
they're
going to
win the games 2-0.
Like
hey,
you said.
Watch them all.
But the Vikings.
3-2, maybe.
The Vikings are showing up their defense. It's becoming more of a priority.
It is.
Okay, if we can keep their offense to only 7 points, we can score 14 if we have a better offense.
You're right.
So
that's a great point, because when we drafted Randy Moss, Green Bay took 4
defensive backs the year after, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I can agree with that. You're a good point.
I'm telling you, I my opinion, it's the Buffalo Bills for a couple different reasons. Dante Whitmer.
Oh, I heard that was horrible.
Was a safety from Ohio State. Decent player, but he was taken along with John McCargo.
Wasn't he taken like 8th overall?
He didn't tackle senior year. Or
hang on, listen. John McCargo from NC State, a tackle, taken 8th and 23 respectively. Both of those guys were projected to be 3rd and 4th round picks.
Exactly.
The Bills, the NFL draft is all about getting value, maximizing your value at the pick you're at.
When did, right? Hey, boys and girls. Hey, boys and girls, when did Mel Kiper show up?
Kiper or Kuiper?
I don't know.
Who's that fucking
either one.
Mr. Mackey-looking motherfucker on the NFL?
When the...
Don Clayton.
Yeah, Don Clayton showed up.
Is Marv Levy being that big of an influence?
No.
Yes, he is.
Then he wanted Jim Kelly, and then he's like, holy shit, wrong draft.
The Bills are shit in the bed.
You're right, though. I think you're right, and I thought the same thing when I saw that they picked that guy 8th overall.
Yeah.
Marv.
And it's like, well, they got Marv Levy, but that's the same shit as the people.
Buffalo has been known as a defensive
team. Never mind, I wasn't in the middle of talking about
it. It doesn't matter. What you're saying is fucking stupid. Buffalo's always been a defensive football team. Right?
Yes.
And now they need help on offense, and they're going in the wrong
Was Marv Levy a defensive coach?
Yeah.
You know, that was before. This is the same thing. Bringing Marv Levy back is that what a lot of Vikings fans want to do in bringing back Bud Grant. It's past his time. Yes, he was he was an incredible coach in the 70s, but it's a different game now. They keep saying, oh, he'll save the fucking franchise. No, he won't.
No, he won't.
He's old.
Amen.
No. He's just too old.
I couldn't agree
with
you more.
Fuck, did we even answer your question?
No. Yeah.
Was there a question?
I don't even know, man.
KG Kevin Garnett won the J. Walter Kennedy Citizenship Award, given to the NBA player or coach who demonstrates the most outstanding service and dedication to the community. Past winners include Dr. J, Isaiah Thomas, Magic Johnson, the Admiral David Robinson, and arguably the best three-point shooter of our generation, Reggie Miller. KG donated $1.2 million to Oprah's Angel Network to build 24 houses, one house per month for the next 2 years for Hurricane Katrina victims. So, Hammer, are you surprised that Ron Artest was not in the running for the award?
He was in the running for the award, wasn't he? He came up second.
The next blurb I had was actually, and I thought I could trip.
I heard
actually,
about
Hammer, I was having a little fun with you. Because Chauncey Billups, Steve Nash, Michael Redd, and Ron Artest were in the running for the award.
No shit! I think fucking Artest was number two.
But I couldn't trip up the Hammer.
God damn it. Don't ever fucking.
Son of a bitch!
Even after all that, Captain Morgan, he couldn't trip him up.
No shit, man.
Wow.
You can't fool me.
Your money.
You got blinders on to the world.
It's different, though, for, you know, the community service is something a lot of people do in the background that people don't even, supposedly even Randy Moss does a shitload of community service.
Hold on, after I'm done with my thought, bitch. I was asked a question, and then you
And you answered
in.
It.
I'm not done.
Well, quack.
You should give everybody the award who donated money because it's for charity, man. How can you just give one dude...
That's the dumbest shit I ever heard.
Just one dude gets the best award because he donated the most money.
Let's give everybody that scored over 20 points an MVP award. How about that?
Is that what we're talking about, you fucking retard? We're talking about donating money
to
a catastrophe. Talking about a catastrophe.
Hey, was it the fact that KG wrote the biggest check, therefore he gets the award?
That's what I'm thinking.
Really?
Yeah.
You think?
And if you donate $20...
KG listens to the show.
Oh,
and he's coming after your ass.
Hey,
it's not. It's more than money.
Don't run after me with Jay swinging from your nuts.
It's more than money.
I can't take on two people. I can take on one.
Yeah, he'll never make it. He'd get pulled over.
I don't like awards like that.
Nah,
all right? Because a lot of players do a lot of good things.
Wow. I don't like awards for people that do community service. That's really saintful of you.
Give everybody an award, then.
Good Lord. What the fuck have you done?
Nothing.
Exactly.
And do I have an award? No.
What, are you a soccer parent?
Exactly.
In today's generation? Hey, everybody gets a trophy. Me, me.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck.
You ever seen the wall of...
Let's congratulate mediocrity.
Exactly. Mediocrity. I've never seen people celebrate mediocrity.
Meteorites. What?
Right, the hammer is quoting Meet the Fockers, where they have the wall of Gaylord, where he's got 10th place.
No, I'm not quoting that.
10th place ribbons. That's what they say, though.
Oh,
Jack Burns is like, I've never seen people celebrate mediocrity the way these people do.
10th place champions.
10th greatest group giver to the community wins.
Holy crap.
I don't know.
Right.
Anyway,
thanks for the question, fuckface.
Yeah, talking walnut to you. He just choked on his own nuts.
Lord.
Hey, don't stir your drink with your nuts.
Yeah.
In terms of the NHL playoffs,
needle dick.
Smeg's pick to hoist the Stanley Cup. The Dallas Stars are all but dead and buried. We know.
Pretty close.
How in the holy hell could I have gone with, or anybody for that matter, a goalie from the University of Michigan?
You did.
That's funny because you ripped them last week,
too. You called yourself on it.
There is no other way, though, to say anything other than Marty Turco is simply shitting the bed. All right? However, Marty Brodeur is as good as he's ever been.
It's Brodeur.
Gave up three goals. Four games.
So, what are your thoughts?
I think Calgary's going all the way, man.
Calgary.
I think Kiprasov's going to
freaking
tear it up.
It's because they have Jordan Leopold.
It's Kiprasov, not...
I like that.
I like your point, though.
Yeah.
I like that. Kiprasov.
No, Leopold.
Right.
What?
What? What?
Anywho.
Isn't me... What's the goalie's name?
Kiprasov.
Yeah. Didn't I say that?
Soft?
What?
Kiprasov.
Am I in the fucking Twilight Zone here?
Do you get the joke or what?
Kiprasov.
Am I in the freaking...
With an F, no T.
Okay,
no.
Can I add a T?
No, we're taking crazy
can
pills.
Can I put
it on? You can add a T.
Can I? Sweet.
You can add SKI.
I got a T.
Add SKI. Make him Polish.
pick.
What the fuck
wait,
was
wait,
that?
That's hard to say. Kiprasovsky. Kiprasovsky.
Awesome.
Nice.
So, cracker ain't Polish.
And Jordan Leopold. Now I can't even say anybody's name. Jordan Leopold from the University of Minnesota. Yep, I'm sticking with them, man, all the way, because you got to go with the hot goalie.
They're
still
in there.
Even when the Wild took their run, and I hate to keep going back to Minnesota sports, they had hot goalies. That's
hot
goaltending. You know, obviously.
We'll always win it.
A bunch of people pulled up.
Mm-hmm. Well said.
Right on. So, go ahead.
I can't see how all three of us that know a little bit about hockey never took Detroit, the best team in hockey. Number two was Ottawa, and the other picks from there are ours.
Because Detroit, they're too old.
They're just too old.
They're just
and
too old.
You know
old.
What? Did we know something?
Chelios is a fossil.
Edmonton
I hate
rocking.
To see it.
I know.
Detroit
they're
going to
close
right
them
now.
Out tonight.
They hit
at
them hard.
Edmonton
does
game.
It make...
No, tomorrow night at Edmonton game
that's
six.
Right.
Does it make anybody else sad to see Chelios out there and just not... It was like when...
it's hard to shift the walker on the ice.
It's hard to watch, though, isn't it? Even when like Gretzky was at the end of his career, where it was just like...
It really
he
is.
Was a step slower. He was getting knocked down. You know, it's just...
And actually,
but
you know what?
He can still make plays, though.
Chelios
it's sad
is,
to watch.
Is just as strong as he's ever been this year in the playoffs.
Really?
He really is.
Okay, he's good. Playing, I haven't watched it closely
well.
Enough,
but Edmonton,
I've seen some highlights of where he's gone down when he...
Edmonton
didn't
is playing real well, and guess who's making it happen for him?
The goalie.
Rolly, the goalie!
Rolly!
That's awesome!
Yeah.
Goalie!
In case you guys know, we made a trade. Rolison went late in the season. Oh, we traded him to Edmonton for a first-round pick. Something
rough.
Like that, yeah.
Bang, but more power to Rolly because I loved Rolly.
Get these
like
assholes.
He used puck bag?
Yep.
That's we'll take it.
All right, Jack Hole of the Week. Who you got?
I got Reggie Bush. Let me tell you why.
What the fuck?
I'm telling
Jesus
I know.
Christ, man. You went number two. You get paid.
All right.
You get
you
paid,
got,
bitch.
So now it's how much money
Rich
you make.
Bitch.
If that was the factor, then Terrell Owens would never be Jack Hole because he gets paid too, but he's Jack Hole all the time.
Yeah. He could have got way more.
This is more of a – exactly. This is more of a pick for a thong – or thong, wow. A Jack Hole of the Week on what's going to happen because Reggie Bush, he knew – I'm not saying he knew all this shit was going on. But his family's up to some illegal shit. So Reggie Bush is going to be Jack Hole of the Week for me because I guarantee you this stuff's going to be flushed out and he will have done some illegal shit in college.
But his attorney even was quoted by saying to the
by
GM.
By saying or as saying?
by or as saying to the GM. To the GM, I made the same mistake in the notes for this week's show. You're so right. What the hell? And the wife corrected me. But he was quoted as saying by the Texans general manager as saying, "Well, we won't really know the details." Are however, what?
Why would you say that? Why you got to interrupt him in his flow?
Come on, tell me. We won't know the details. However, we are convinced that the Bush family did nothing wrong, and that in the end, they'll all be cleared of any accusations or charges. Bullshit.
Yeah, like it's all coincidence.
The only reason why it's coming out now is because USC, because he's cleared, he's got the Heisman.
Yep.
That's it.
This shit started before his junior year. It started before his junior year. It's fucking shady, man. It's just shady.
They had a deal, and then the deal went bad, and somebody caught somebody's banging somebody else's daughter or something.
I've seen it a million times.
I've done it twice.
Next thing
the whole Wisconsin program getting free tennis shoes.
Next thing you know, there's change missing off your dresser, and your daughter's knocked up. I've seen it 100 times.
And your in-laws sniffing glue.
Hammer Jack all the week.
I got the whole Chicago Bears upper management, from the coach on up to the GM, thinking that we need to add guys on defense, our number one defense, and not making the fans happy, and, you know, maybe get a quarterback, a wide receiver. You know, they got a good running back, but Kyle Orton, take him to the promised land? I don't think so.
Nice pick.
I hate to be a Bears fan right now.
I got, I can't possibly go with anybody else. Marty Turco.
Whoa, he's your boy from Dallas.
Yeah, he's fucking right in the ass.
You honestly do hate that. Right,
so,
never had a thong bet dude make a jack hole.
It was buy it or sell it. And this week, now, henceforth, it is now pump it or dump it. So, all right.
He made the list.
Pump it or dump it. Who? Dallas Stars.
Dump it. I think their days are numbered.
Yeah. Dump it. It's over.
They're over. Reggie Bush's parents.
Pump them if they're rich.
They will be.
Who?
Oh, Reggie Bush's parents? No, dump it. Well, you switched with. You didn't ask him the same question as me with the Dallas Stars, did you?
Well, but you chimed in, didn't you?
I don't know. That's all he did. I will dump Reggie Bush's parents because they will be found to be shady as hell.
Shit was crooked.
Awesome. Oop. American Idol.
Hey, pump it, man.
Pump it?
I mean, wait. Hey. Yes, I like American Idol.
Dude, man, you are awesome on this show tonight. I like you.
Hold on. Winner will be Chris. Chris will win the show, American Idol.
My prediction? Catherine.
I'm short on the names, but I've watched it a few times. That blonde chick from Alabama.
She already got...
Ron's out. He's
no! She got dumped.
Ron should have to do a shot right now.
Yes, he should.
I am talking about shot.
She's hot.
Hey, man.
Shot.
You picked a dude. What the hell?
Hammer.
I'm not saying I want to fucking sleep with
Ron's out. Yeah, but the dude wasn't eliminated, Jack.
Exactly.
Fuck off. All right, Hammer. Ron Artest, pump it or dump it?
Bump it.
Why?
Ron Artest on your team? Dude, he turned Sacramento into a playoff team.
What? You think he was the only one that turned Sacramento into a playoff team? Nobody else?
Ron, shut up and do the shot.
Yeah, just do the shot, dude. Yeah. Do the shot. Ron Artest brought them to the playoffs. Do it.
It's proven.
Do it.
Check the fucking numbers.
What numbers?
Who?
Yes, sir.
Ron Artest.
I dump it every time, man. You don't need a cancer like that on your team.
Boy, the Wolves would be in the playoffs if we had them.
All right. Oh, Ontario Smith.
A different story, bitch.
What's that?
Ontario
the
Smith.
The sod. I pump that too. I think he's a really good running back. I think if he cleaned up his act, I think he's one of the better running backs in the league, actually.
Was he five chances?
He's top 10. He's top 10.
Okay. All right.
Pump it. Come back, dude. I need a bag of weed, Ronnie. Bitch. Right. I want to get high.
Ronnie.
Who?
Hammer? We got a lull.
Damn it!
No real names, man. We're trying to be a
Ronnie Hammer.
Anyways,
Ricky Williams.
Hair.
Not Ronnie William.
Ricky Williams. Dump it.
Ricky Williams.
Dump it.
Dump it.
He's done. Give it a rest, man. Quit getting high.
You don't have to whisper when you say that. I say dump it also just because he obviously has some issues with his afterlife.
Right. He's the coach done. Is going to say, we'll he'll take never, you back, but as a team, are they going to take him back?
He'll never be back. He doesn't have the ethic. He's not going to be
would
there.
Would the team take him back?
He's not willing to give up the chronic for the NFL.
The ouch. All right.
The ouch.
Porn.
Pump it all night long.
Pump it all night
long. Nice.
That's a consensus.
Why do my line?
Hammer.
Day two of the draft.
Day two
NFL of the draft.
Dump it until I see Monday's paper.
What? What does that mean?
Who cares?
Who cares?
Until I read the paper the next day. I'm not going to watch it all day.
I say pump it because that's where a lot of the sleepers get picked. The Terrell Davises. Yes, the Steelers of the draft.
The Tom Brady's.
The Terrell Davis, the Tom Brady's.
Your mama.
Nice. Surprised you went the whole show.
She's still available.
Surprised you went the whole show without. She's an unrestricted free agent. But that's exactly where all the big name players come from.
It's true.
They even said that about the running backs. Most first round running backs don't make it in the NFL.
Or quarterbacks.
That's what's big about the Lindale White pick late, is they're saying that
that's why you saw more defensive players this year than offensive players in the first round.
Is because running backs don't do good.
Defensive players. Everybody's building with defense.
Did you hear what I said though?
Nope.
Exactly.
And again, the Buffalo Bills have selected no offense.
Wow.
Awesome.
That's amazing.
Awesome.
All right, Jerkholes. Tell us what you think about the name until next week.
Leave us some goddamn comments or we're whooping your ass.
We're out.
Hold on. I got something. For all you listeners.
Put on the brakes.
I got something for all you listeners, and it's a crispity, crunchity middle finger.
There it is.
Picture.
Grab a dog. Took him. And I kicked the shit out of him. And all day long, I put up a dog's ass. Just bang, bang, bang up his ass. That's my passion.
I don't give a fuck.